Well, that's magical, isn't it, Rob? You know, it's you know, we thought last year in the square was stunning. This takes it up a different level, doesn't it? You know, thousands turn up at the stadium to see us away. We come into the square here, and just walking around, and it took me nine on 40 minutes, as you know, to get from the coach 30 yards to the stage, and that's because we owe something back to these people. They are just simply the salt of the earth.
People are saying that Sunday was the best day in this football club's history.
I think it was the best day in many people's lives. And two or three people in my squad and playing and staff who remain nameless for obvious reasons who said, you know, despite childbirths and despite marriages, this was the best day in their life, but don't tell the wife. And I can understand that. It was such a fantastic day. But for our supporters, they've travelled the length and breadth of the country since I've come here. They've been incredibly supportive. Every time I go in the community, it just gets more and more stunning. And for our chairman and his lovely wife Joan and Richard, his son, and the rest of the board, you know, thank you for the support I've had for 2 years.
Can you quite believe it? Has it sunk in yet, what you've achieved here?
No, I think it takes a little bit of time. You know, you listen to big revs talk about being a few tears this morning, looking back at some of the footage, and I said to your chairman, I really work hard, and I look back, I've only really caught glimpses of the match. And I suppose when we get to Thursday, when I come back from Scotland, I'm going to Scotland tomorrow to watch a match. When I'm back, I'll have another look at the footage, and you know, we'll take great glee. But we now need to think about getting ready for what is just a stunning season lies ahead.
So no break, you're getting straight into it.
Yeah, we've got to get straight in. You know, we've obviously signed young Connor Newton, which is to the detriment of one or two other bigger clubs or big clubs. And we've got some clear targets, and they're aware of that. We've been speaking to them and their representatives for a number of weeks. But as you can imagine, Rob, some of them just wanted to know what league we were going to be in. It doesn't change your targets, but perhaps, and we already know that from conversations today, it changes the mindset of one or two players who, for obvious reasons, would prefer to play Championship football rather than play in League One.
And retain list as well. I mean, you're going to have to do that sooner or later. When's that going to come out, Steve?
I'll be out in the morning. You know, we've had our meetings now, so we live in the age of Tweety, Twitters or whatever they're called, and Facebook and stuff like that. So I suppose some of that news might be leaking as we speak, because in the last couple of hours prior to coming here, we had to have the meetings. Because tomorrow morning I go in with the chairman and the board and a real serious discussion about next season. And that was following up to 4 hours with our chairman this morning and through our plans. So some good news for some. Unfortunately, Football Evolution says not so good news for others. But, you know, we'll be prepared for next season. And the Rotherham public would demand of Steve Evans that he gets a team ready to be prepared to play the likes of Sheffield Wednesday, you know, Leeds United, Nottingham Forest, Derby, you know, Brighton, you know, Reading, Cardiff City, Fulham, Norwich. 18th of June, the fixtures come out. That will be another monumental day. Compare that one to what Leighton Orient get in League One next season. Just compare the first six, and that will tell you how important the Championship football is to the town.
Just finally, let's have one last look then, shall we, Steve? How good does that look, all those fans out there?
Well, it's stunning. You know, it's appropriate that when you turn to me, your chairman's already addressed the public, and we serve the public, and the big man who got us there, we said it would be a fairy tale and a dream to score with the last kick of the ball at Wembley. Well, we done it in reverse. We scored with the last save at Wembley. And, you know, but we showed the lads a little DVD of the highlights of the match at Wembley, and we asked, we put a little tongue-in-cheek slide up at the end and said, who was the hero at Wembley? Was it Alec Revell? No. Was it Adam Collin? No. Was it the gaffer? No. The bottom line, the hero of this was Rotherham United Football Club, first team squad.
Thank you, Steve. Well done.
Thank you.